I look at Instagram as like when people hit your page, that is your website. That is your website to your business, and it needs to be very vibrant. And you're telling a story about who you are, whether it's a personal brand, a business, whatever that may be. You're telling a story about what it is, and you're connecting with people on a different level. So it's, again, it's creating that one-on-one connection through videos and images, and that's what Instagram's about, is building a community.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, the fighting entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Welcome back to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal. That's right. I'm back with an amazing, amazing guest. We're going to talk about Instagram, but not just Instagram. We're going to talk about direct messaging. Yes, there has been some major evolution as of recent. And so, listen, I missed the big stampede when Facebook came out with Messenger. It was like the wild, wild west, and I missed it. I was lazy. I don't want to miss this because now they've come up with something similar, maybe even better on Instagram, and it's the new wild, wild west. And you could pick up thousands of leads a day and build up a whole subscriber base and do all kinds of killer stuff. Our guest today is an actual expert on this very topic. All right. Not only are they amazing at just, you know, not only is he and his partners and everyone amazing at media buying, but they're specifically very good at Instagram. And then they're specifically the foremost experts, and especially our guest today is the foremost expert when it comes to Instagram direct messaging automation. Ah, I love that last word, right? Where you can automate the whole thing. So we're going to dissect that, dive into it, go through it today. You're going to learn a lot. Get ready to take notes. But before we start, what do I always say? Come on, are you a member of learn.com, LURN.com? Join the revolution. Over 400,000 members now, marching our way up to 10 million. These are entrepreneurs all over the world. And we got tons of amazing features coming out for Learn that I'm telling you right now are just going to connect entrepreneurs from all over the world. You don't want to miss it, all right? You want to help change the world? Don't look to the governments. Look to yourself. Look to entrepreneurs, right? Join LURN.com. And of course, my podcast, this baby of mine, come on, help us out. Go leave an amazing review. Spread the word. We've been going up the rankings. We've been growing. It's awesome. Go to onikpodcast.com, binge us, okay? Binge listen a bunch of episodes. We have so many amazing episodes. And make sure you go leave us a positive review. Every week, I pick random winners of people though that have left me a review on iTunes. I pick random winners to win cool stuff, cash, swag, and maybe even a call with me, all right? So without further ado, I want to bring on our guest today, Jeff. And Jeff, I'm going to butcher your last name. I always ask our guests how to say their last name before the interview, and I forgot. But McPherson?
Works. McPherson. Yeah, people say it different ways, but
All right, McPherson. Jeff McPherson, guys, I want you to understand. I met Jeff about virtually. I've not physically met him, but virtually, I don't know, it's been like 3 months, 2 months, not been that long. And already he's just awesome. Down to earth, you know, good guy, answers, just comes from the heart. Happens to be a little brilliant on the side, but doesn't shove that in your face. And I love that. He's also the developer co-founder and developer of an amazing tool called Direct Heroes, which we'll talk about today, which helps you automate all of this new world of Instagram direct messaging, which I didn't even know you could do. I honestly don't use direct messaging on Instagram. I don't even use Instagram. So today's interview for me is a big, you know, it's a big one because I don't use Instagram. I barely know how to log in. If it wasn't for my team, there would be nothing on my Instagram. But I've been told I'm really stupid. So we're going to fix that today, and Jeff's going to help us fix it. So Jeff, thank you very much. I want to learn how to get thousands of leads a day using direct messaging on Instagram. But Jeff, before we could officially start, I got to have you take the fighting entrepreneur oath, my friend. If you could raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Jeff McPherson.
I, Jeff McPherson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
Tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
And reveal all my Instagram direct messaging secrets.
And to reveal all my Instagram direct messaging secrets.
I love that. Do you guys see how serious he got? Like when he raised his hand, I was, wow, all right, he takes it seriously. Love it. So Jeff, before we go into the official rounds, this is a little bit more for my own good. You and I have talked business a lot. Every time we've connected, it's always been, we dove right into what the topic was. I don't really know a lot about you personally. Like, I know you live in Vancouver. I know a few people you're friends with because I'm friends with them. But that's about it, my friend. Tell me a little bit about your story. Where do you come from, and how do you become an Instagram direct messaging automation expert? Like, that's quite the specific thing. So walk me through the middle.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for having me. So I mentioned on you the one call that we were having a few weeks ago. You were one of the only people that I've actually bought a course from. That was from Learn. That was probably at the beginning of 2012. I'm not 100% sure, but that's kind of when I started my whole entrepreneur journey. I jumped into Instagram because I got myself involved in an e-commerce brand where I didn't know about dropshipping, did all this stuff. I actually got product manufactured, developed overseas, and I brought it in. But when I got the product sitting in my basement, I was like, oh shit, I don't know how to actually market. So I jumped onto Instagram and started trading product for shoutouts and started growth hacking the way Instagram works and studying the algorithm. And from there, it ended up taking off for me, which was really good. Ended up selling that business off. And my whole background was more on the technology side anyways. I was always into software. I was always doing something with websites. We went and hired our first developer 3 years ago now. And we started with something else. And then all this messenger marketing started coming around at that time as well. And then we just saw from our experience, the network that we have over 1 billion follower reach on Instagram now. So we're really well connected on Instagram. It's like, from the feedback they're giving us and from why I had to personally go through, this is where we started developing technology to better ourselves and better the clients. But coming from a consumer standpoint, it was like, at the end of the day, our customers are your consumers, because the more that they continue to interact with you, the more that you'll stay with us and the more that we'll all make money together. And then for the last 3 years, it's just been kind of following the trends, seeing what isn't working on different platforms and what is, and then taking our experience and the feedback from our clients and customers to build what we have today.
Oh, that's awesome. And so it started with the shout out world. I mean, I feel like a lot of Instagram, that was what really got monetizing Instagram going, was paying, you know, people with followings for shout outs. And I love how you've taken that. The only thing I'm not crazy about with the shout out world, it's a lot of work. And so you're manually messaging and following and tracking. And now that Instagram just has, you know, ads, it's kind of like, hey, you can run it in an automated way. So that's awesome. So if you're cool with it, Jeff, I want to dive right in. Let's get into round number one and let's get into the meat of this. All right. So round number one, Instagram. I don't use it. My problem is I'm not a social guy. Like, I'm just not a social media person. So whatever social media is out there, thank God for my AV team to do that. Now, we're going to fix that. We're going to get more people into our social media team. I understand the importance of it at a high level, omnipresence, brand presence, connection. But there's so many, Jeff. Like, now, you know, there's TikTok, which I refuse, by the way. I'm not dancing on videos. That's not happening.
I haven't got there yet either.
You know, I say that now. Watch, a year from now, I'm going to be twerking on TikTok for all I know. why Instagram? Like, I don't use it. Why am I wrong? Tell me.
Again, I don't think people are wrong. People will adjust to it. And it's more about where your demographic is. I look at Instagram as like, when people hit your page, that is your website. That is your website to your business. And it needs to be very vibrant. You're telling a story about who you are, whether it's a personal brand, a business, whatever that may be. You're telling a story about what it is, and you're connecting with people in a different level. So it's creating that one-on-one connection through videos and images. And that's what Instagram's about, is building a community. And then with Instagram stories and how it works, and if you're not familiar with Instagram stories, it's just like your day-to-day interactions. You put it up, people have 24 hours to view it, and then after that, it's gone. So you can really get in behind the scenes with it. And again, Facebook released it, all that additional stuff. It's on WhatsApp. It's just like, it's not the fact that you're not on it yet, or you might not be an expert at it, but it's, again, just putting your content out there so you can tell story in different ways. You should be using as many platforms as possible, and what you're comfortable with in the beginning, that's where you focus on. And that's where I was comfortable in the beginning. But as you continue to grow your business, you need to be across all these channels, because like TikTok, like you were saying, it's the way people digest the content that we're putting out there. But when I say Instagram, it's like, this is in a way replacing websites. And that's why a lot of these, like Facebook, they're developing shops where people don't have to actually go onto a website anymore. You can check out right from Instagram. You can do all the additional stuff. They're they integrated shops recently, and they're directly integrated with all these big e-commerce brands. So, and all of that's coming in different waves, and it's just them learning as well. So to me, and from what we've seen, it's like, it's slowly starting to replace websites. And Instagram is just was that first community building platform. Like again, TikTok's out there and it's doing its own thing and people are having real good success. But Instagram is where majority of people are. So we need to put content out there so our customers can see it.
How many users are on Instagram? Like how big is it?
I don't even know what that number is now. Billions.
Yeah. I mean, last I checked, it was over a billion. That was what got my attention into it. And I know we all talk about like Facebook's got over 2 billion users and all, but a billion is still a really big number. And it is owned by Facebook. So like a lot of people can run ads on Instagram. And so we do. I know that in our company, we run ads all the time on Instagram, but because we do it through the Facebook Ads Manager. And it's the same ads. I don't think we're actually doing anything unique. It just ad happens to show up on Instagram and that's great. So to do any of your strategy, what we're going to talk about today, especially with the direct messaging and all of that, do I have to be an active person on Instagram? Like, do I have to be posting every day, posting stories and, you know, keeping my Instagram profile active?
So with Instagram, what is like, there is a lot of trainings that went out there. It's like, you've got to post 3 times a day. You've got to do it 7 days a week. You got to be behind stories X amount of times. Instagram works in the way of consistency. It's like, so one of the customers, fairly large account, has got over 5 million followers. When he was first growing, he was posting 24 times a day on the hour. So every time you opened up your phone, it would be there. That's when he was really, the more you post, the faster it's going to grow because you just like, it's just the content hits, but you don't have to. So for me, myself, I don't have a large following. I have less than 2,000 followers, but we work with some of the largest brands and businesses and run an Instagram software. So you don't need to have a large following. You don't need to be doing it daily, but you need to be doing it consistently and putting out content that your audience enjoys you to do, because that's when it picks up engagement. That's when you get exposed to more people. And when you're genuine behind what you're posting, that's when people connect with you, and that's where business goes further.
So you don't. I think what I meant more was in your strategy, what we're going to talk about today, is your strategy more built around paid or is it more built around organic? Like I got to build up my following, build up, you know, and then through direct messaging with my following, I'll get leads or I'll make money. Or is yours, you know, driven by, hey, I'll just pay for those messages?
It's full circle. So depending on the size of your account, if you've got a large following, obviously you can use that large following to expedite some processes to be able to generate those leads and build those lists and stuff like that. But if you don't have a large following, yes, you've got to get into paid early or get into some sort of influencer marketing or use your additional assets that you have, whether it's email lists, YouTube channels, large followings on other social medias, whatever that may be, and start driving traffic in a more organic, exclusive way to start implementing these strategies. So no, you can we can use it organically. It's definitely a lot easier if you have a following, but we've also worked with a lot of people where their large followings actually didn't do anything, but when we introduced paid, it was super successful as well. Because Instagram and Facebook released the ability to drive ads to DMs, to your direct messaging, that's where we're able to pour gasoline on the strategies that we have to then start growing people's businesses in a different way.
Okay, so let's get a little bit. I want to get the visual on this. So I'm officially abandoning all of our rounds. Round number two was going to be about direct messaging and what is it. Round number three was going to be why is it better than IG ads. I want to take a little bit of a different angle. I just checked while you were talking. So if you see me looking down and typing or doing something, I'm not being rude. I'm actually looking at my Instagram. I have 32,000 followers. Yeah. But I don't know, like, and I'm looking at my postings. It leaves a lot to be desired. Yeah. It's just, you know, segments of my podcast, and we are using only IGTV. We're not posting any images. I'm not posting any videos. I don't even know what IGTV is, really, to be honest with you. I got 32,000 followers, over 508 posts that I've made. It shows I had 1,200 profile visits in the last 7 days, and my team's definitely done some stuff. Can you walk me through a visual, auditory visual of how an Instagram direct message would work? Like how would let me get my words together. How would this work for me? So what would I do right now? If I came to you and said, hey man, I want to monetize, or I want to get leads out of this, and I want to use direct messaging, what would you tell me to do so that all of our audience can kind of get a visual of how this works?
So what we do in terms of organic with your following, all that fun stuff. So Instagram stories, again, you get there, we could do it on the podcast. Like, hey, direct message me, learn. If you want to, like, apply to the story, direct message me, learn, and I'll get you more information on what you're going to learn. something along those lines. So when somebody replies to your story with a specific keyword, we can then pick that up. Another one is if you have a post, you're sitting there, you're talking, and this is more long form, we could have like subtle call to actions. Like I could have something on this board here that just sticks up here. It's like direct message me or in your comments as well. So it's just placing these call to actions in front of people in different ways to get them to send you that direct message. From there, and then we start communicating back and forth, collecting emails, putting them into your email provider list, and then incentivizing them in a different way to share your content, to share their experience with you, become that referral system to your business just by mentioning you in their Instagram stories. That Instagram story mention actually triggers the direct messaging as well, where we can continue conversation and continue to push more offers to them.
Okay. So I post a video. Let's say I make a video right now for my Instagram story. And on the video, I say, hey, everyone, I'm looking for 3 people who want to be my apprentices in copywriting. If you're interested, reply to this story, type in copy. So like on Facebook, when I want to reply to someone's story, there's a little message box right at the bottom. It's very easy. I just type in and hit send. Is it the same on Instagram, or do they have to like leave the story, go find me and send me a message?
No, it's right there. They've got the bar right underneath. They reply right to the story. Boom. It goes.
Got it. So I tell them, hey, right below, type in copy. They type that in, hey, hit submit. It gets logged in the system as a DM to me, as a direct message to me. Now you have software, you have system that recognizes that. It says, oh, someone said copy. Kick them into this chat sequence.
Yeah.
And what we could be doing, so then the simplest way could be they get a message back that says, hey, I saw you're interested in my copywriting apprenticeship program. Go here for more information. And it's a URL. Is that how it would work?
That could be as simple as it is. Or we could say one step further, it's like kind of like a double opt-in for in terms of just like funnels and stuff like that. Reply with your email and we'll get it to you right away. So now they reply with that email, we push it to your email provider list. So we're not scraping it from their profile. They're actually sending us their emails. They send us that emails, we push it to your provider. When we get that notification again that it was confirmed, it was in your inbox, and now the email's sent, we send another direct message saying, go and check your inbox. We've just sent you an email. So then you're pushing, now you're increasing your email open rate. So we're getting 98, 99% direct message open rate. Numbers are huge. We help take clients' email open rates from 8 to 80% in 4 days just by adding that little tweak.
Interesting. So when you say we'll push it off to your email provider, is that through like using like zapping, like Zapier to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. So as long as whichever email provider, it's like I use SendLane. So I know SendLane works with Zapier. So your email address will go to Zapier. Zapier will say, oh, got it, put it into this SendLane list. Now, how do you get the message back that it was sent? How does that
SendLane
work?
Because it goes through a webhook. So when that webhook sends it to SendLane, SendLane says, yes, it's in the list. Let Zapier know. Zapier then lets us know.
Okay, awesome. And you could, I guess, because it's automation, that's a great way. First of all, I love that, by the way. That's awesome. Because then they're not even opting it. Like they're just literally typing their email address right there. It's really cool.
And it's native.
But you could even just engage them in a conversation. What if I don't want their email address, but I want to get a qualified person? So I could literally start saying, okay, but hey, listen, if you want to be my apprentice, it requires 20 hours a week minimum. Is that okay with you? Type yes. And then, so that way it's like, we could get further down. So now it could become a source to get leads for a sales team to sell a higher ticket package.
Exactly. And we just ran it with one of our clients. And again, we'll go further into like the difference between swipe ups and direct messaging as well. But just to kind of give you in terms of numbers, in terms of qualification, we had 2 times the amount of people enter into the call to action. So either swipe up or direct messaging. In the direct messaging, we had 4 times the amount of people actually give us their emails rather than just hitting the website, because people are going through and it's a mirror of the actual image itself and not native to the app. So the qualifications are definitely higher as well from everything that we've done. And then on the direct messaging side, same sort of thing. People come in, it's like, okay, we're going to give you a demo of what you're going to be getting when you work with us. It's like, then we ask them questions like, what type of business are you? Like how many followers you have, like all this additional stuff. And we get this information and now we can start qualifying to send them to the people we have. So it's really good for consultants, all that additional stuff as well. Same thing with webinars. I know you're big into webinars, but we can actually build webinar registrations natively through the DMs, give them the time, they sign up, and away they go.
So, wow. Okay. So basically I could do a story that says, hey guys, we're running a really cool webinar about e-com. You want to be there, type e-com right now. If you're interested, right below they type e-com, you know, you guys catch it, say, hey, what's your email so I can register you. They send an email. We use Zapier, dump them right into GoToWebinar. And then now we're DMing them and saying, hey, okay, cool. See you at this time. And then, okay. So I want to go back to, you lost me a little bit when you were talking about the client results with swipe up and then 4X. I was a little confused. You got 4 times the results by asking someone to submit their email right in the DM versus having to click and go. Is that what you were saying?
So what we did again, for it was for a challenge for a client. It was, he was hesitant in the beginning. He thought the traditional ways of swipe ups would do better than direct message marketing. We've sent over almost 3 million DMs now. So we're kind of getting good at it. And we can really use that data to prove otherwise. Anyway, so we let him do the traditional swipe up to join, swipe up to join. And that's what he did. He did his own marketing. Then we put in our strategies. It's like, send us a direct messages with these things in place, these creative strategies, how to get people through. We call them thumb stoppers, which is just, because when people go through Instagram stories, they're just clicking. So we want people to click and stop. That's what we call them, thumb stoppers. Direct message us. So we came through. It's just like, one, that's a micro commitment into our business. Typing the message, the keyword, that's two. And then when they're in, we've already qualified them with 2 micro commitments that when we got them to then hit the landing page to give us their email, we had 4 times the amount of people actually give us the email. And then the first call to action between swipe ups and direct messaging, we had double the amount of people that already came in, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So swipe ups had 1 number and the direct messaging had double the amount of people.
Got it. What's a swipe up? I think remember, I'm total novice when it comes to Instagram. So what's a swipe up versus DM?
So this was a big thing. Everybody was like, I need to get 10 to 10,000 followers. I need to get 10,000 followers because you get the ability to have swipe up on your profile. Swipe up means you can attach your Instagram profile to a link. So instead of the reply bar being underneath, it's like swipe up and it takes you to a website. So it takes you directly, but you needed 10,000 followers to do it. With direct messaging, you don't actually need 10,000 followers because they send us a DM. One, you're building that subscriber list natively to Instagram. And 2, you still can send them to the exact same page.
Okay. So I get it. So swipe up was like a click. Basically, it was like clicking. It gets a site to come up. But what you're saying now is you can actually get more people will engage with the reply than they will with the swipe up. More did quality. I catch that right?
Yeah, we're seeing it. It's not going to necessarily be for every case, but we're seeing it for ourselves, our clients, and our customers. Okay. We're getting more people to send us a direct message, and when those people send us a direct message, they're more qualified.
That's true. Okay. I like that. Okay. I'm skipping ahead. There's something you mentioned. So I have an idea and a question about that subscriber list. You've mentioned that a few times, even before we started our interview here. So let's go back to the example where you're right. I love webinars and that's where my brain first goes to this. So if I'm, you know, using this and I say, comment below if you, you know, want to join my webinar, they do their direct message to me and I send them a reply saying, give me your email address. They do. And then I put them into GoToWebinar. And now what? Like they're on my subscriber list. So are you saying that I can blast them? Like I can actually follow up with the whole list and warm them up. And then at the time the webinar is starting, actually send out a message that says, we're going live. Click this URL and join us. It sounds too good to be true, but can I do that?
So yes, with the software as well, when people send you that direct messaging into that campaign flow that you build, you're actually building a subscriber or a contact list natively to Instagram. So like an email list, like a messenger list, like an SMS list, except Instagram subscribers. So it's just that person there. So again, they send us the keyword, whatever that may be, and we collect their email. You've just built 2 lists with 1 message. So very simple that way. So you're building multiple assets for your actual business itself. And then like you said with the webinars, like, yes, we can set up sequences in there from this list and they're all segmented and tagged as we build these campaigns out. We're just like, okay, somebody's in a webinar list or somebody's in learn list, like whatever that may be, we can be like, we want to send stuff to them that's tailored and specific to them. And you can send them like an email blast natively through your DMs, where again, we're getting the 98, 99% open rate.
Wow. So basically as my webinar is starting, I could send the people that had engaged with my webinar campaign only, because I may have a subscriber list of 10,000, but only like, you know, maybe the 700 had engaged with the webinar or said that they're opted in. So I could I could have tagged them. And basically you're saying at the time the webinar is beginning, I could send a message to those 700 saying, hey, FYI, click here. We're going live.
Yeah. So the only thing with that Instagram has the limitations on like messages sending it out. So it actually goes in a queue. So it's not like it's instant. So depending on how that number is, let's say if you're, it's at 4 o'clock Eastern and it's like 15,000 people, like we tell you how long it's going to take to send that broadcast out. So you make sure that it's not like 4:20 and the people are getting it now.
I got it.
So just making sure that the numbers align to where your marketing's going.
But your system tells them that, like, hey, this is how long a full blast will take.
Exactly.
Really cool. Okay. So, all right. I got 32,000 followers. I'm not much on the story side. I could see myself posting every now and then, but I also understand in order to get really good organic reach with Instagram, you have to be consistent. You have to, you know, you can't just do a story one day and expect it's going to take off. You have to be a regular story maker. Not me at all, but I'll pay for it without a problem. So let me ask this then. I have a campaign going on right now. So let's just use this as an example. We have a webinar going on right now. It's too late for it because it's going to be tomorrow at the time that this recording. But technically you're saying I could have filmed a story video that said, hey, the blah, blah, blah is happening. Comment XYZ below right now if you want to be involved. Taking that into the Facebook Ads Manager system, added it as a story on Instagram, and then just boost it, pick my targeting and my audiences I wanted to go after, and just spend money behind it to get those direct messages.
Exactly. Yeah. So in this was only released about a month and a half ago from Facebook. We got early access to it, which was really nice. So yeah, you can set up on your Facebook Ads Manager, you set up the creative, you do the video, you do the call to action, send me a direct message with the word webinar, using that as an example. The ad comes up when it's placed either on the timeline or the story. So a timeline when you're scrolling through, it's just got the sponsored ad there, or story, same thing when you're going through, it's a sponsored ad there. When people swipe up on that ad, again, the swipe up is to an ad, the direct message box pops up, they reply with the word and it goes right into your business's inbox.
So on the call to action on a story, I have to say first swipe up, then leave a message.
You don't have to. Like there's the button there. It's like we just say direct message us below.
Okay. You also mentioned if you're scrolling on the Instagram feed. So I can do this as a regular ad also.
Correct.
And then does the button say instead of click here, it says what, like send message or something?
Send message.
Okay. So this strategy doesn't have to be just used inside of stories. You could actually create regular ads from it. Right. All right. So now I've got this new type of ad. Do you have any data, any numbers, any specific examples without giving away client names? Like, you know, if I go to Instagram, run an ad, I'm going to pay $150, $170 a click, traditionally going to a landing page. What can I expect? Is it cheaper right now with direct messages? How much are you paying per direct message? And how many of the people that are messaging are actually turning into a lead?
We're seeing it about 20% cheaper running it through DMs. So for us, we're getting anywhere from 80 cents to a dollar lead through our own. Some people have got cheaper, some people are a bit more. So yeah, but across the board, it's about 20% cheaper. That's what we're seeing right
now. So you're getting leads as low as 80 cents a lead. And do you mind me asking, generally speaking, what niche that's in?
That's for our own personal company.
So that's in the internet marketing entrepreneurship space.
Correct.
It's kind of the same market that I'm in. So, exactly. I mean, I'm paying
software too, which is a lot tougher to really get people through because people want to do the research, all this additional stuff.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more difficult. Yeah. We're getting it.
My Instagram ads, I'm probably paying $5 to $7 for web reg.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, so you're saying there's a possibility here that I could be paying because web regs have lower conversion. I get all of that because it's time and commitment and all of that. But I mean, feasible for me to say I could be getting $2 registrations?
Absolutely.
Wow. That's pretty interesting. All right. Very cool.
You know the marketing team behind me too. So
yeah. Yeah. Obviously. Yeah. You've got brilliant geniuses behind you that makes a big difference. Okay. So the other question is, so you said 80 cents to a dollar per lead. Now, not everybody who sends a DM is going to actually convert into a lead. So right now, is your preferred go-to system to get them to send you a direct message and then you reply asking for their email, or is your preferred system to reply with a link?
It really just depends. Like we've done, like for ours, we do just straight, we just want to get them to the website because then we can get them pixel. Because then we can hit them and then we can do the retargeting stuff like that. So again, it really depends on when your marketing strategy is. For like short, quick discounts or offers, whatever it is, collect their email and just put them in. Because what we want to do as well is nurture your email list. Again, this is where we get into the whole omni-channel. It's like get them in there, check your inbox. So for the whole big, like your whole big marketing strategy, your inbox seems like it's a lot more nurtured too because more people are opening it up.
Yeah.
Really just depends on the offers. And usually those short, sweet, exclusive offers, we take them to the email. If it's something where we need to nurture them a bit more, we might collect their email at the end. Or if we're running a lot of pixel remarketing, just get them to the website because then we can hit them with retargeting ads.
I got it. Makes sense. And so that was interesting. So I'm glad I asked that question. So your preferred for larger campaigns is that when someone sends a DM, you reply with a link. Let them click it to go to the site. That way you're getting the pixel. And what about tracking? Does the system tell you what your cost per DM is? Does it track that on an ad?
That's where we're getting into that. That's 80 cent for that DM.
Okay, it's 80 cent for the DM, but not necessarily 80 cent for the lead, right? Because that's... they DM'd you, but now they have to click the URL and then go opt in.
That's what you're saying. Yes. So that just comes down to your own. So it's like when we get these people in, you're doing it because we're a lead generation tool. So we're getting people to whatever those offers is. Then we compare the numbers together. It's like, okay, we've got this many subscribers and this many leads into the business. What's that number?
Have you ever done the comparison? Like generally speaking, hey, for every 100 people that send us a DM, X click the link and go become a lead.
Forget what those numbers were for us off the top of my head. For that one campaign, it was 75% opt-in.
Okay.
We're getting, so for the lead in, like we've ran campaigns, we've got 97% email opt-in. Mm-hmm. We've collected that. We've got the DM and we've 97% of the people gave us their email. So it fluctuates from 80 to 95 cents depending on what the offer is. But majority of the time we're into like 90, 92, 93%. Yeah.
So I guess it depends also on how sexy your offer is, right? Because there is room for bleed there. So someone sends a DM and now you send them a link to click. And so there will always be some bleed. Some people will fall off. They won't click the link. And then you have people click the link and go to a landing page and may or may not opt in. So there'll be some more bleed there. Exactly. But generally speaking, because they went through the effort of leaving they engaged in a direct message, the bleed will be less. Okay. So that's really cool. And I like the idea of pixeling. You said the system will track what the cost of a message is. Will the system also track the lead? Can you tie that ad to a pixel fire on the page as well? Oh.
When they click on that link, the tracking will go through your own like Google Analytics, like through Facebook, stuff like that.
Okay, but not through Instagram system.
Just comparing the two together.
Okay, I got it. So basically, you know where the lead was going, you know how much you spent, then do the math. A little bit of a manual math there. Got it. All right. So this is something that is brand new that can be used inside of the system. And I recently heard, I won't give any names, but there's a case study going around. It's a friend of mine who's doing it. He's killing it. And so I want to walk through the strategy. And I think it's pretty much what you're doing, except yours is automated. So in this, there's it's a celebrity. He will get on and in a sense of big name in the space.
I know you're talking about.
he'll get on and he'll do he'll do a live. I want to say he does Facebook though. I don't think he does Instagram. And he'll tell people, like, he's on live, and he's like, leave a comment. And as they're leaving comments, it's going to chatbot, and people are chatting live with them, closing sales of multiple thousand dollar sales right on the spot. So can you do that on IG yet? Like, if I go live on IG, can I say, leave a comment below, and your software will pick that up, or it's really just for stories?
I'm glad you asked, because we just ran a recent case study, same sort of thing. So this lady has pretty loyal following. She's built a good reputation, good influences, about 85,000 people, so not a ton. So again, we're not getting into millions of followers and all this stuff. What we told her to do when she was on board with trying is like turn your Instagram live into some sort of webinar style pitch. So you're sitting down this Instagram live, you're doing this, you're pitching a product, whatever it may be. And all she did is like, send me a direct message to learn more and to join. She got them to send her direct message. It was, send me your email so I can have it. She wanted that email for her email list. Here's the offer, click to buy. So it's just like, it wasn't like there was no funnel, all this additional stuff. The funnel was watch the live, send us a direct message, collect the email, here's the offer. She did $50,000 in 2 hours.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. So I'm seeing that work really well. People are doing, it's got my attention. Let me put it that way. It's got my attention. I will say though, I'm still more interested in the paid side, because even for that side, you have to be able to get a lot of people on live. You have to be able to get them to engage with you organically. And that's just a lot of work. So I'd rather just shove a bunch of paid ads in front of people and get the ROI that way, get them to respond right away. This would be a total pain in the butt if it wasn't for the automation and the software that does that. So what's new? You said, I know you said you can, I want to regroup. Instagram now allows direct message ads. What is it new that Instagram launched that you have capitalized on? Because I know that you could always reply to a story, right? I mean, you could have done that 4 or 5 months ago. But what is new that Instagram has launched that people are really capitalizing on?
So last year they actually, it was last year, January, if you're into ads and you understand, paid advertising, you like on Facebook, you could boost a post. That's what it's called. So you could boost a post and that was there. So you could boost a post to DMs last January, not as effective because you don't get as much targeting. So again, a month and a half ago, you can now send it directly with all the same, types of filters, demographics, age, all that fun stuff, right from your ads manager. Ad pops up just like we talked about. They just released Facebook Shop. So again, like there's a lot of things that we've seen just from our internal use, and we're doing it daily, where there's going to be the day where you can check out natively through the DMs from something that's on an Instagram page. So the most recent thing for us that we is like, this is game changer. This is going to make everybody's lives much easier is ads to DMs, which is just, because then it levels the playing field for people. Because like if you didn't have a large following, again, your following is large, but it's not like super massive, you can now just turn on advertising. You put $1 in, you're going to know how many dollars out you're going to make through this strategy.
Okay. So this gets even easier. Forget stories for a minute. Forget ads. What you're saying is now I can write a little direct message and shove that into someone's direct message box. Yeah. And so they're literally in their direct message box when they see my message, and hence the reply rate probably will be a heck of a lot higher because they're already in there. Is that right?
Yeah, our reply rate is, I think, and this is platform wide, and we were just going through them last week, it was about 92%.
So is this a text ad? Give me a visual of what this ad looks like. It's a DM. So am I going into Facebook system and their ads manager and going into picking what type of ad I want to do? And I'm saying Instagram, direct message, and then like typing a little blurb. Is that what it is?
No. So again, like we're putting the creative up in front of them. We went over it a few times. So the creative goes up, direct message. We still need that opt-in. We can't set up an ad and just go cold.
Okay.
So they have to opt into us.
So you're saying I can send ads. I can send an Instagram message or Instagram direct message ad only if they're in my subscriber base.
Correct.
Okay, so I still need the ad that's on story or that's on the newsfeed to get them to reply to me.
Yeah.
Once they reply to me, now they are subscribers.
Correct.
And now I can send direct message ads to those people.
Exactly. And then with is a super benefit as well for people, especially if you don't have a large following where people have large email lists where they're driving a lot of traffic to their website. If you can put these call to actions throughout other channels, and people click on your Instagram page to go to your page, you can send a direct message from a website. So you don't, it used to be only through natively through the phone, but now you can send it through web-based. So it completely changes the game as well. It's just like you're getting tens of thousands of unique visitors on your website. And you have a really small following. All you have to do is like, well, if you head over to our Instagram page, we'll give you 10% off, just as an example. And people can click on that and then go to your Instagram page and do it. And that's why we developed the direct message widget, where you put it on your website in the bottom corner, people scroll through, they can click on that widget and it take you through. So now they're driving traffic different ways from different channels, again, email lists, YouTube channels, podcasts, whatever it may be, to a website with a widget there, sending them back to your direct messaging just by incentivizing an offer.
Got it. Awesome. I get it. So I understand a lot deeper now why you say subscriber base is the name of the game, because once the bigger subscriber base, you can shove messages directly to them. Can I message my subscriber base for free also, or I have to do ads? Do I have to pay for that broadcast?
Yeah. So right now we do it. We give you X amount per month. And then after that, you have to pay per broadcast you send. Doesn't matter the size.
Is that to you or is that to Instagram?
That's to us.
Okay, I got it. Yeah. So I guess I'm a little confused. Again, I might be asking very junior questions, but I'm truly trying to get this. Why would, if I have a subscriber base, let's say 5,000 people that have messaged me at some point on Instagram, and let's leave your solution out for a minute. I know I got to, I might have to pay you guys, but let's just say for a minute I didn't. And I want to send those 5,000 a message right now. I just want to send something out. So you're saying I could go through your platform, type a message, hit send, and all 5,000 of my subscribers will get a message. What's the benefit then of why would, so Instagram has launched my ability to do an ad directly to those 5,000 or to do a direct message ad. Why would I do that if I can message them for free through your software as well?
So Instagram ads, and again, because this is all new, Instagram's not at the point where you set it up and it's like an advertising channel, it's your own internal asset. Mm-hmm. So right now it's more of like an email list per se, where because it's still so early in marketing, Instagram hasn't added the point where if you have 5,000 people, you're paying X amount per message sent. So it goes through our chat. You can do it manually and not go through the platform. That's completely up to you. But sending 5,000 messages with a person is just going to take a while.
Got it.
And so it's just Instagram's innovation's just not there. It's coming. It absolutely is. But it's just not there yet.
Okay, but Instagram does allow me to, this is where I'm trying to figure out what it is that Instagram launched recently, the 90 days or the month and a half ago. My understanding was I can go into Instagram, type a message, and feed that to my subscribers as an ad.
So,
did I misunderstand that?
So you set up on Facebook Ad Manager, copy, creative, pick the target, out the ad goes. Okay. This copy goes in front of whoever you choose in front. People send that direct message to it. Our system picks it up, builds that subscriber list.
Got it.
Instagram and Facebook advertising, if you don't have anything set up, not anymore. Don't use them anymore. So you'd set them up for retargeting, all that additional stuff. In terms of a messaging ad from Instagram, it's not there yet. So it's just...
I got it. Ads. So I misunderstood then.
Yeah.
Okay. So really the new thing that they've added is the ability to do these ads that call for people to direct message you.
Yeah. The destination to the click is to DMs.
Got it. All right. Awesome. Makes sense. So let's say I've had a bunch of people that have been messaging me on my profile over the last, months. I have 32,000 followers. I don't know. I don't even know how to check DMs on Instagram, but let's say I go figure that out. They're not technically my subscriber yet, right? Like I have to have your software has to be tuned in order for them to become a subscriber.
Yeah. So if you're 35,000 followers, if you like connecting to Direct Heroes, you can't message all 35,000 people.
Sure.
You just can't do that. So no, once you get connected to the platform, you set up a campaign. Once we get those messages in, those opt-ins, those subscriptions, that's when you start building that contact list.
Got it. Yeah. So I feel like people should start it right away, because every day that you don't have it, you're missing out on subscribers. Because I know that people are sending me messages right now. If I had your tool plugged in, then they would be getting added as subscribers. And there's the added benefit of that. So if nothing else, even if I'm not going to use it right now for messaging or I haven't figured it out, for God's sake, at least integrate the thing and get it working. All right. Awesome. Tell me about this tool. Like, let's talk about Direct Heroes. How do people get started with it? Because as far as my understanding is you just have to join and then sync up your Instagram profile with it and off to the races you go. Tell me a little bit about the tool.
Yeah. So like for us, me and my business partner, Rohan, who obviously you know, we're not we don't do the actual developing itself. We have a fantastic team, 14 developers now. So it's growing pretty fast. But we built it in terms of a consumer standpoint. So it's just like we built it as we would use it. So it's not heavy Like, you don't need a huge tech background to understand it, to build anything. It's super user-friendly. Like, we only opened up for the public 2 months ago. So it hasn't been open for very long. Everything was exclusive. It was just referrals just from our own network, but really building the platform. So no, you can go to the website, you can join. We don't have any big hurdles or anything to go through. It's just like, here's the offer, this is what you get. And we actually have a limited time offer. It's 60% off the actual platform itself, where you get the top package that we have for the cheapest price. Just to get people in, because the more people on the platform, we're getting more feedback, people are really having success. Because again, we want to continue to build it with paying customers who really enjoy the platform. And then from there, you sync up your account. We have a ton of training back there where it's me going through every little step, a lot of stuff that we go through here, but even more, we have pre-made templates that, so just like you said, just like integrate it. Even if you don't know what you're doing, just have a couple quick replies for a few different things, just so you can start building that list until you start seeing it actually happen. With all of our clients, all the customers that go through, it's because there's just a little bit of an education curve. It's just like, okay, once you see it happening, that's when light bulbs start turning, because you're physically seeing it happen through your own direct messaging. So that's why we gave those quick reply templates where you can start building that list and you can start monkeying around with the analytics and the optimization and the subscriber list. But no, it's super user friendly. We've got presets there. We've got a whole bunch of training that people can go through. We want to make your life easier.
It's awesome, man. I love it. Well, directheroes.com, everybody. Jeff, any other way people can get a hold of you, follow you, or work, you know, learn more from you and your products?
My personal Instagram account, jeff.mcpherson, M-A-C. Happy if you reach out there, no problem. Happy to answer any questions that you have. If you go to the Direct Heroes account, so direct.heroes, and you direct message the word hero, H-E-R-O, H-E-R-O, yes. You'll go through an actual demo of what the platform does. So from a consumer standpoint, what it actually looks like. If you've got any additional questions, just email us at support@directheroes.com.
That's awesome. All right. Well, man, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. It's been awesome. I will tell you, I've definitely got to go look into this, because I want to be ahead of it this time instead of last time, like with ManyChat or with Chatbot on Facebook. I'm still good and still doable, but I feel like there was like 6 months worth of amazingness that I missed because I wasn't on top of it. So everyone watching, you want to get leads, you want to get clicks, you really want to get in on this trend right now, and it's going to take off. And right now, of course, they're new, so they're giving you a lot of freedom. Eventually, they're going to start charging for it at Instagram. So grab it while you can. Thank you, Jeff. Guys, directheroes.com. And make sure you leave us a great review at onicpodcast.com. If you're on YouTube, click subscribe below right now. Leave me a comment. Click the bell icon. Click the thumbs up icon. Make sure you leave a comment for Jeff. He took time away from his entire life to be here with us. And also, as I always say, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. Come on, fighting entrepreneurs. Get out there. Fight for your dreams. Just because we're in the middle of a pandemic, I always say, I don't even know if we still are at this point. I don't know. We're still kind of locked down, but kind of not. But anyways, go out there and fight for your dreams. Until next time, I'll see you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.